This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you're waiting for people to stick their hand out and say, can you please give me, I haven't eaten, or I have a baby in my arms and we don't have food, etc., then that's, you waited too long, you know. And يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. You know, when people don't beg, and we assume they don't need, there's a problem. The jahil thinks that they have no need, Quran says. The ignoramus thinks that this person's doing okay because they didn't beg. That's not how we're supposed to be. تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ, you'll recognize them by the marks on their faces. In other words, you're going to look at people and say, you look stressed out, is everything okay? Yeah, alhamdulillah, no, let's sit down and talk. And that's how you get to know. This compassion is being talked about. Why would somebody do that? Why would somebody be so caring about somebody else when they're not lost in themselves? When the only thing you and I are thinking about is ourselves. When all we're thinking about is, you know, أَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ or قَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ. That's all that's going on in our minds. We're so lost in our own world. How are you ever going to even have time to look at the face of the person next to you? Well, how is that going to happen? And so Allah says, no, you're too lost in yourself. You don't honor the orphan. You don't encourage the food of the miskeen. وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ, and forget the strangers that you meet, the yatim and the miskeen, maybe from your community, but in your own family, when somebody passes away. وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ, you eat the inheritance. And the idea of eating, you know, actually, Ibn Ashur said this is a Quranic invention. This expression of eating inheritance was not used in Arab literature anywhere. In other words, Quran used this expression to describe something. You know, when you eat something, there's nothing left? When you eat something, it's gone to waste now. It was consumed entirely by you, and it has no other benefit left. That's the idea of eating, as opposed to taking. If you take something, you might give it back also. What Quran is commenting on here is, you people, when it comes to the inheritance distribution, the strong among you, which was what the Arab Jahili culture was, the strong among them, the older brothers, or the son, as opposed to the mother or the sister or whatever, whoever was stronger, would quickly come, take everything and put it away, or invest it, or use it up. They would eat it, so you can't even touch it anymore. It's gone now. Or they take the horse and they already sold the horse and use the money to get something else, and it's gone. The money can't be touched anymore. They lock it up. This is تَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثِ. You quickly consume, take over the inherited money, أَكْلًا. You eat it, and this is what's called a maf'ul mutlaq. But what it does is, you eat it viciously. I mean, you just devour whatever comes in front of you. And if that wasn't enough, Allah commented with another pretty scathing criticism word. He said, "Lamma ta'kuluna turatha aklan lamma fihi malhazun min madiyat al-akl wa madaqi tam'ihi duna nazarin ila wajhihi wa masdarihi." They say it's actually, this is an observation by Allah, that the person is eating, they don't care where this money came from, they don't care who else needs it or wants it, they just want it, that's it, they're done. And lamma comes from lamam in the Arabic language, and lamam means to quickly gather something, even something small, like a lock of hair when you make a ponytail or whatever, that's also called lamma sha'ar. Okay? Lamma is a small group of people, gathering small things together. When he says akla lamma, it's like, you know, like if somebody's so hungry that they're eating and then there's crumbs, and they're like, I don't want anybody to touch even a single crumb. And they want to get all of it. This is lamma. They don't want to let any of it go. Any, not even a small thing. You know, just consume all of it. This is how greedy you people are. You know, وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلَ lamma. No, you know, these ayat are actually well before any revelation about inheritance law was given. Surah An-Nisa came, Surah Al-Baqarah came, talked about what family members are owed. But before you talk about what percentage goes to who, first you have to deal with the problem of greed. You see what happens even in Muslim families now, when inheritance issues come up, we decide to quote the Sharia way later on. But first and foremost, what is the first consideration? What am I going to get? What am I going to get? You know? And even the interpretation of the law of the Sharia is twisted and turned in so that somebody can get more and somebody gets to get less. Like, you know, what happens in many countries nowadays, you have brothers. Some brothers live in one country, some brothers live in another country. The parent passes away. There's a house, there's a property, there's a farm, there's whatever else. And now there's this big mess. Who's going to get what? And the ones that are in the home country say, no. We're the ones that are here. We're going to keep it. You guys do your thing. Alhamdulillah, you're doing okay. You're doing fine. or somebody comes from the abroad and says, well, we can afford better lawyers or whatever, we're going to take all of it, or whatever else, you know. And everybody's involved, and their wives are involved, and their chachis are involved, and everybody's involved, and they're just fighting over, this is, and then they have the audacity to argue this is Allah's book or the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا. If your consideration, all of it is just to eat, consume, get more, get more, get more, and that's the ultimate expression of selfishness. You don't even care about who needs in your family.
Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the Deeper Look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on bayyinahtv.com under the Deeper Look section.